What is up, everyone? Welcome to episode 1 of Gods of Geek. I am Tangent. With me, as always, is T-Rack.
What is up, everybody?
And we are here back once again to bring to you news and information from around the comic, geek, horror, sci-fi, fantasy, all the genre-related universe. And we have returned after a long break that we shouldn't have taken, but we did anyway. So, go ahead there, T-Rack.
No, we're back. Nothing big.
Well, why don't you go ahead and start off by telling people where you've been?
Mostly playing Xbox Live and being a little weenie and not doing the show. And that's pretty much it. That's all I've been up to.
Yeah.
And working, I guess. So.
Yeah, basically life happened for both of us. We both had our issues in our personal lives, and we've taken care of them, and we are back and going to have some fun again. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So. But anyway.
All right, man.
You want to talk about some of the. How do you want to do this here? I know this is sort of going to be interesting for the listeners to hear, like, a first show. Well, actually, one thing I did want to mention is something like the biggest news, like, in, not just as a geek, but as a American, you could say, was the Osama bin Laden thing, you know. Congrats to the troops and all the other bullshit, so.
Yeah, man, finally got him, I guess. That's good news. It's apparently I won't be sitting around cracking jokes with him anymore, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It happens, so. Anyway, we'll have to put that picture of me and him having a good old time up on the website there for people to see. But
I forgot
for the memories, you know, memories of the good old days.
Good
old days, and you can laugh and joke.
Yeah, I forgot about that picture now.
yeah.
So
well, on a sadder note, I guess, I will go ahead and mention that one of the things I had been doing while I was away is doing a lot of Magic, not only playing, but podcasting Magic the Gathering, the card game, and really trying to get better at the game and become pretty serious about it. And I also have been doing a podcast called Mana Screwed on the MTGcast network. And just a short while ago, I had taken a break from that also. And one of the people who I podcasted with and also used to talk to pretty frequently was someone named Eric Freiborg, a.k.a. Hamtastic. He runs the website puremtgo.com, which is all about Magic Online. And he runs the Free From The Real podcast, which can be found on MTGcast also. And he, about a month ago or so, he died of natural causes. So I just wanted to give a shout out to him and say, you know, rest in peace, my friend. And anyone, you know, it would be really cool. They're actually, Wizards is changing the name of the Community Cup on Magic Online to the Eric Freiborg, a.k.a. Hamtastic Memorial Cup. So,
you mean Wizard of the Coast is? Like the whole...
Yeah, Wizard.
Oh, really? Damn, that's pretty cool. I mean...
Yeah. Well, because he was the official, like, Magic Online podcast and, like, writer for Wizards, basically. It wasn't like he was paid by Wizards or anything, as far as I know, but he was kind of their, you know, if he wanted to do the Magic Online podcast, he started the whole Pure MTGO community, and so he had done quite a bit for the community. He wasn't, like, employed by them or anything, but he had done quite a bit on his own, and so they wanted to recognize him, you know, for all he's done, and which I think is really cool, and then so they renamed that. Anyone who wants to, you know, show some support or check him out, you can go to puremtgo.com or also listen to the Free From The Real podcast on either mtgcast.com or on puremtgo.com, which also there's one of the episodes, which is tangentially related is what it's called, also includes me. So go on there and show some love to a guy who was a really good guy who did a lot for pretty much nothing. So
yeah, that's That's really sucks, man. Was he married or anything? Do you know anything like that? Or
I believe so, but I didn't really get into a whole lot of people's personal lives. You know, it was more just like a Doc and Magic kind of thing. So
that's I'm just curious. No reason. Just wondering. So
yeah, I didn't figure you were gonna hit on his wife or anything there. T-Rack, it's okay.
Hopefully not. But anyway, we're getting into some movie news here. We got some, we'll dedicate to the show to him, you know, but we'll get into some news and stuff like that. We got some, a couple comic news and I got a couple of video game reviews I want to get into with you and stuff, so.
Okay, well, so what's in the news?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but the new Batman that's coming out, Tom Hardy's going to be playing Bane. I think that's really pretty stupid because he's only like 5'11". Bane's like 10, 6'12", or whatever.
Yeah, that is really weird, unless they're going to like digitally enhance him somewhere or something to make it look, you know, like they did in Lord of the Rings, you know, with the hobbits and everything, or... I guess the other thing is like, is this supposed to be before the Venom, you know, or?
Yeah, I haven't heard really anything about it, you know. But I mean,
he is Bane though. He's not just the guy who is Bane. He's supposed to be playing Bane.
Yeah, I mean,
isn't like Bane before he became Bane.
It doesn't say, you know, like you go to IMDb and whatever that site. I can't see the Internet Movie Database, whatever. It says says Bane, you know, not like John Lewis / Bane or whatever, you know, it says Bane. So,
right.
I think that they might be doing what they do to the Hulk, you know, with the three different actors that are two to play them and one's going to play him, you know, another one, so.
Well, the thing I would wonder about it is, like, are they going to do the same thing they did the last time Bane was in one of the movies where he's just like this pointless extra? You know, he was basically like Poison Ivy's henchman, you know, or are they going to actually have him break Batman's back or, you know, at least be a major villain in it? That's kind of what I'm wondering.
Well, I've heard this is going to be the last Batman movie that Christopher Nolan does, and then they're going to do another reboot of the whole Batman movie genre again. So I'm just wondering if he is going to break Batman's back. Because they did get a Tom, you know, a guy who's been in Inception and he was in Star Trek Nemesis, you know, so he's not like he's some unknown actor like Jim Swinson or whatever that dude's name was, like wrestler guy Kid Bane was, you know, because he was just some no-name actor, you know, / wrestler who played Bane in that one. So, but this guy's, you know, really, I guess you consider him famous or people know who he is or might have some idea.
How do you feel about a reboot already on this series?
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. They should just continue on. You know, Christian Bale don't want to play, you know, to be like every other Batman movie out there, you know, another actor.
He doesn't want to play it? Like, have they already clarified that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I just, and that's like rumors going around, too. But DC and whoever, I think, I don't even know who the company is, the Warner Brothers or whatever, has already talked about doing a reboot. When this movie's over, you know, when the new one comes out, I think next year or something like that. But
well, it just seems like this is such a successful franchise for it. It seems like there's been times when it hasn't necessarily been, and this seems really successful and really popular. And I like the way that they're going with it. And like even in the last episode, they left off with the cliffhanger where clearly the Joker can be back, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would they end it, you know, right here? I mean, the Scarecrow's still not dead. Jokers can still come back. This is one of those franchises. They could go a few more, and it would be fine, and no one would really complain because, I mean, Batman's, you know, got such a storied background, and there's so many. His rogues gallery basically is huge. He could have tons of villains that he could fight still.
Yeah, well, I think I just think they're doing a reboot because that's like the new thing in Hollywood, you know. I mean, they're rebooting a couple other movies I want to talk to you about, but you know, that's what I think. I mean, I don't.
Well,
think
what other
I don't think they can bring back Joker anyway. Sorry, I just, you know, I don't, unless they're going to go dig up Heath Ledger.
Well, no. I don't think that they're going to do that either. I think it would be a mistake. But so while we're on the topic of rebooting, what other reboots were you going to mention?
Well, Bruce Campbell, he's going to be rebooting. They said it's coming out Evil Dead, the new Evil Dead movie. So.
I think that's totally cool. I mean, he's going to be directing, right? So at least, and he himself has said that it was going to be really good. And I would take his word for it because he's one of those people that, I mean, he'd tell you, he wouldn't try and sell you crap, especially about something that's been, that's what launched his whole career. You know, I mean, and he's such a cool guy that, like, I'm sure if he tells you something's going to be cool, it's going to be cool.
It'd be actually even cooler if Sam Raimi was doing it too, but I don't know if he's going to be redoing it because he's the one Bruce Campbell's the one that made Evil Dead, you know, and you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So.
And that's possible. The one thing I would say, you know, I guess, again, we have to wonder also, you know, is this going to be Evil Dead? Is it going to be Evil Dead 2? Is it going to be some combination of the two? Because kind of Evil Dead 2 is like almost like a remake of Part 1, you know, but better.
A better,
right?
Yeah, more budget and stuff like that, wasn't it?
More
budget.
And it had some comedy into it. It wasn't all trying to be just a horror. And it was like, you know, that's where he got his chainsaw. And it was just a really entertaining show compared to the first one. The first one's kind of, you know, it's all right, but...
I would consider, I bet they're going to be doing the, you know, the chainsaw thing and everything too. So it's like, just because everyone knows Ash with the chainsaw, they don't know him without the chainsaw, you know, a lot of the younger generation, you know, they don't know who Ash is without chainsaw. So.
Well, one of the things I would wonder also, and I know we were talking about this before, but not really necessarily this aspect of things. I hadn't really thought about it until just now when you said that. Is I wonder if Bruce Campbell's kind of regretting the fact that he didn't go further with the character Ash, but now he's like feeling like he's too old to be playing that character. So now they're rebooting so he can take Ash and then make more stories with Ash. You know how, I mean, they've done like every Ash thing, Ash versus Freddy versus Jason and things like that. And I'm sure they won't go down that road, but yeah, they could pretty much take his story anywhere, you know.
Yeah, hopefully they don't do the Ash versus Jason versus Freddy and versus Michael or whoever, you know.
Well, that'd be all right. I'd be entertained by it anyway, but I think people would go watch it. I don't care if they do that. I just don't think they'll go down that road. But, I mean, they could do all sorts of additional stories with them.
Mm-hmm. And also there's another reboot I think sort of interesting. They're talking about rebooting The Crow. Brady Cooper, I don't know if you know, or I think it's Copper, actually. Didn't you know who I'm talking about? He's Face from the A-Team, the Noon. He was in Midnight Meat Train and stuff.
Okay.
They're talking about him playing Eric Draven.
I haven't seen it, A-Team, yet, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay, I haven't either, but I've seen Midnight Meat Train, which is a really good horror movie. Very interesting.
Okay.
But they talk about him playing Eric Draven, so it's not like set in stone, but I think it's sort of interesting. They're going to remake a movie that got one of their up-and-coming actors killed, you know?
Yeah, it's weird.
Sort of, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about that, because to be honest with you, like, I thought, I don't know why you would remake that, you know? It's just, I know that they made sequels to it after he died and everything, but it doesn't seem like, it seems like one of those movies that was pretty solid. It was never like a blockbuster or anything, you know, but I mean, it was a really solid movie, and it just, it seemed like, why would you remake that movie? I just don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, because all the other movies they made are not really, it's about The Crow, not about Eric Draven, so I don't know. Anyway, it's,
I mean, it still stands up, though. If you, like, go back and watch it, you know, it's like,
oh, yeah, I mean,
it still stands up, so why remake it?
I don't understand. So, got a couple other news to get to real quick. Good old Asylum. The guys who did Monster, you know?
Yep.
They're going to be doing a Thor movie, of course, called The Almighty Thor. I don't know if you heard who's going to be in it, but Richard Grieco is going to be playing Loki.
That's awesome.
Oh, I know.
I haven't seen him in anything since Night at the Roxbury.
I think I saw him on the Lifetime Movie Network when we were some crap like that. But anyway, and then Kevin Nash, big sexy, you know, Diesel or whatever, is going to be playing
right.
Odin.
He's going to be playing what?
Odin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw the cover for the poster. I don't know if it was a fake poster, but the poster makes the movie look even greater than Monster.
Are you serious? Wow.
His hammer is like twice the dude's size. I was like, holy.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
That's funny. They must be getting more of a budget if they can have those two in a movie, though. I mean, as much as, you know, I'm sure they don't exactly cost a whole lot, but this is Asylum we're talking about here, you know?
Yeah, and I think Richard Grieco's done stuff with him in the past, so I could be totally wrong on that, but I think he has.
Yeah, probably. He's got such a huge mega career going on.
I know. Yeah, exactly. And then the last piece of news I want to talk about, unless you got some other stuff to talk about, is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know if you heard about it. Arnold's going to be doing Terminator 5, so sort of very interesting. Lead the governor to become the new Terminator again.
He's going to be the new Terminator? Like, he's not just going to be playing, like, 5 seconds of the movie like he did in the last one?
Yeah, I haven't seen the last one, and I really don't feel like watching it, but, I mean, I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was just literally just a microscopic cameo of him. So.
Was that that's his Salvation one, right? Terminator Salvation, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, with Christian Bale.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I've heard it's an okay movie, but no.
It's better than the third one, in my opinion. But
is there anything else you want to talk about in the movie news, or we...
No, I'm good. I'm good with the news, or movie news, anyway.
All right. Well, I want to get into a comic book related news here item with you. Good old Boom Studios, they put out a bunch of licensed products. They're doing a Hellraiser comic, which is pretty cool. I think it actually came out last week, actually, when I think about it. But it was written by Clive Barker, so that's the biggest cool thing about it. Clive Barker actually got something to do with it, so.
That is awesome, man. Yeah, for sure. It's really cool.
But, and the guy, Leonardo Mako, who did the Hellblazer series is going to be doing the art, so it's going to be a horror-looking comic, so.
I don't know how that's going to be. I mean, is he an artist? Like, does Clive Barker do a lot? Is he just working on the story? Or are you saying
he's writing it, and some other guy is writing it, Chris Moffiette, or whatever his last name. I can't. It's Monfettee. His last name. That other dude's in. But Clive Barker, I think, is just writing it. And Leonardo Manco, is doing the art on it, so.
Wow.
But,
okay.
So, then I got a couple. As you know, I've been playing Xbox Live a lot, and I. Join up.
Is this for your reviews?
Yeah, they're a little quick.
Well, let me before you review, I did want to say a little piece of like television news here.
Oh, okay.
Is that the Walking Dead series that people? Apparently, I believe the series, the season two. A lot of people have been wondering about, and apparently, the season two. Is not going to start until October. So
October 31st.
I don't think they've released the actual date yet, but it's not going to be released, or supposedly not going to be until October before they actually start it. I think it's like October 30th.
Okay.
But you know, that's where it looks right now. There is no, like, guarantee, but it sounds like it's going to be later than people were hoping, so.
Okay. Yeah, I watched the first episode, but I need to watch the other three or four, whatever they did. The five, maybe? They'd do five or six. I didn't watch it all because I was like, my schedule at that time, I worked nights, so I didn't get a chance to watch it, so.
That's okay, man.
But,
anyway, okay, so yes, you do need to watch it, though, because you're kind of a loser if you haven't seen it. But anyway, go ahead. What were you saying about your video games?
Well, like a lot of people on that might not know, I joined Gamefly, so I will be, when we do our shows, try to review a couple games here and there. You know, not like a full, like, in-depth detail, but I will give some little detail. Some of them are self-explanatory by the titles. But,
what do you mean they're self-explanatory? How good they are self-explanatory by the title? Like, the title is, this is a really great game?
No, well, like, NPPL Championship Paintball 2009. It's a paintball game.
Oh, you're right. That is self-explanatory. That game's got to be garbage.
Yes, it was. But I also rented another one, so it was like, because there's only two of them out, so it makes you wonder. It's called Craig.
Well, why are you not going to tell me anything about that game?
Well, hold on a second here. The other game is called Greg Hastings Paintball 2, and it came out like last year, I believe. But anyway, they're both first-person shooter paintball games, which is very interesting because I'm a first-person shooter fan, as you are too, but it's pretty much, you don't really do, there's no storyline. You know, you go play a career and you play teams and you can try to cheat and try to win the championship. Nothing really spectacular. You know, there's not a story behind the whole game, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It, you know, again, both 5 stars because, well, they're not bad, you know, but they're not great. There's no one playing them online. I think Greg Hastings, I played like 2 matches online. Man, but Greg Hastings is actual, the game has been around since like PlayStation 2, I believe. It was called something different. But, you know, I think when it first came out, I heard there was a lot of people playing it, but not anymore, you know. Like you were saying earlier when I was telling you about that I got the games, you know, why play a paintball game when I go play Call of Duty Black Ops, you know, which I do. You know.
Right. Yeah.
So, it's just funny to play a paintball game on there, you know, sort of, because they got all actual paintball equipment. You go, you buy the actual guns and the name, the manufactured guns, not some made up generic name. So.
Yeah, man, I don't know. It just doesn't seem, it seems like, let's take away the coolness of Call of Duty and we'll call it paintball. And there you go. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have, and their thing, cool thing about it, they have pro players in there. So, other than that.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the point? Like, if you can go play, the whole point of a game is being able to, you know, suspend yourself in the disbelief of the fantasy aspect of the game, right? To put yourself, to get yourself away from reality, right?
Yeah.
And so you're gonna get yourself away from reality into a game where you pretend, instead of real paintball where you pretend to shoot each other, pretend to kill each other, you're going to play a pretend game of a sport where you pretend to kill each other.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to suspend disbelief twice. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just weird.
But the other game,
like playing pretend. Weird.
That's a good idea. A good way to look at it, I suppose. But the other game I want to talk about real quick is Crysis 2. It came out, I don't know, last month. And I would have to say, a lot of the games on the Xbox, on the 360, the Crysis 1 on the computer was, like, the graphics were phenomenal. You had to have, like, the fucking best computer in the world to actually play the game, from what I understand. You know, they get the effect of the graphics. And the PlayStation, and our Crysis 2 that came out for the 360 is freaking one of the most amazing looking games out there. The storyline is really cool. But the multiplayer sort of is blah, you know, it's not as fun as Black Ops, you know, or any other Call of Duty games for that matter. Basically, it's a game that's a combination of Halo and Black Ops where you can go cloak, you have a shield, body armor type stuff, enhanced speed and strength, and all this other aspects, but they're firing real bullets, they're not firing like laser guns and plasma laser rifles and shit like that, so, like in Halo.
Okay.
But
so I mean, how would you compare it to it then?
Well, I guess, you know, it's set in a futuristic world, like 2012, or not 2012, like 2023, I believe it is.
Okay.
An alien race attacks the U.S. and destroys a lot of the world, and their military forces are out to save the world, and there's a suit that your guy wears, and you basically looking for various items and pretty much trying to save the world. Like I said, I didn't finish a game because I was going back and forth from that to Black Ops. And
yeah, right. So how would you compare it to like Black Ops? How would you compare it to the most popular games out there?
Like I said, the multiplayer sucks in compared to Black Ops and even Halo for that matter. It's just...
Okay.
But it's hard to really explain. You know, I do give it an 8 because of the graphics, and it's a fun game, you know, single player wise. You know, but like graphic wise, you know, but multiplayer, it's horrible. You know, there's another game I'll talk about next week where it's I like it a lot. I like it a little bit more better. I think the storyline is a little bit cooler than Crysis 2, so
okay.
I play a lot more compared to Crysis 2, but I do like it. Crysis 2 is pretty cool, minus the multiplayer. You know, you can't really compare. I mean, I would give Black Ops, you know, a 9.8 out of 10, you know, not 9.5.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's a much better game than Crysis 2, of course. But other than that, it's recommending, you know, but if you... There's people still playing it, you know. I got friends that play it, but not as much as Black Ops, you know, and Halo and all those other games out there, you know.
Right.
So.
Okay, cool.
But, anyways, let's talk about some of the stuff that we've been watching or, you know, the past few months that we've been away. You know, got a couple of movies I want to talk to you about that were awesome and couple crappy stuff I watched lately.
Okay, that sounds good.
Let me start here, or
yeah, you go ahead. You start with it. Well, tell me. So we're gonna do like a couple of good things first, okay?
Yeah, that's cool. Alrighty here. So we'll talk about the movie I watched, Avatar. I was probably no one ever else out there. Everyone else has seen Avatar except for me. About a month ago, 2 months ago, I think.
Yep.
And pretty much it's the greatest movie I've ever seen. I mean, seriously, I mean, it's just freaking amazing, you know. I haven't seen it. I didn't go watch it in theater, which I will, because I think they're going to be releasing the 3D version again this summer. So, and
okay. Have you heard that now? Because like I said before, I heard that they were thinking about doing that, but I don't know whether or not that's true. Is that official?
It's not official, but, I mean, why wouldn't they release the most... You know, I think they did that with Titanic when they came out, that they released it again in the summertime. I mean, Avatar is much better than Titanic, of course. But
yeah, well, I don't know why you would do it, but, I mean, why don't you release anything, you know? I mean,
yeah. But I hope they do. I mean, if they do, it's a good rumor. So it would be great if they do. I will be in line to watch it. I'll watch it in the IMAX 3D version of it. That's the one coming out.
Right.
So.
Okay.
But then I also watched Kick-Ass, and it was Kick-Ass. it's not the greatest.
Compare it to the comic. Like, how was it compared to the comic?
I mean, they did everything exactly like the comic did, except for Big Daddy, Nicolas Cage's character. In the comic, he had comic books, and that's how they survived. He was a comic book geek, basically, that went ballistic.
Okay.
You know, but I think in the movie it was a lot better because of he was a cop, you know, and Mark Millard, the guy who created Kick-Ass, said that, you know, it would have been first stupid to make him a combo geek, you know, made the movie a little bit, you know, he was a badass, but then he got his ass kicked, I guess you can say.
Right.
I don't know. Like I said, it was a great movie. I mean, overall, you know, it wasn't the best comic book movie out there, but, you know, it is. It's a good one. It's one of the best, but not like, I don't even know if there is the best comic book movie out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I think it was for like an independent type. I think it was really solid. I mean, that's kind of the way that it feels like. It feels like one of those new, like, emo type movies. You know what I mean? Like Scott Pilgrim type thing or whatever, but it's, I think it's really fun. I think it's got a lot of energy to it. I think it's really entertaining. So.
Yeah. Speaking of Scott Pilgrim, I was going to ask you, did you watch that by any chance?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just curious. I have not watched it yet.
That's a heck no. I don't think it looks remotely good. I don't think, for one thing, Scott Pilgrim, like the actual character, looks like kind of like a, you know, in the comic book, looks almost like a Johnny Test or something, like almost like a cool hip kid, you know.
Yeah.
And then they put that kid who's always like the dorkiest kid in the world in there to play his part. It just seems weird.
Yeah, they did. They didn't do a good job on casting him. From, you know, it was just, it's sort of like Speed Racer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Did you have any movies, any good movies that you wanted to talk about? You know, and give a shout out to.
I did watch a couple movies, good movies. Well, first of all, I will say the Walking Dead series, that was one thing I wanted to give a shout out to, even though I know that it's not a movie, it's so good that I wanted to throw it out there. And then I will say, as far as movies go, and anyway, if I haven't seen Walking Dead, just go watch it because it's just that good. Movies. Didn't I tell you one that I thought was really good?
I think Daybreakers. I remember you mentioned Daybreakers or something.
Yeah, Daybreakers I think is really cool just because it's like a vampire movie set in the future where the vampires are like, I mean, where we're the endangered species, the vampires are kind of in control. So I think that's a pretty cool way to go, you know. Other than that, I don't know. I mean, that's pretty much, that's it for, I haven't really watched a whole lot of really great movies lately, so.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of horrible movies on Netflix, and I can see why there are a lot of them on Instant Queue, but they've got, looks like they got some great ones I gotta check out too, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's a couple movies I want to talk about. Well, they're not really movies, I guess. One was a movie. The other one was a TV show. So I want to talk about The Cape real quick. Now, at first, I thought it was going to be a great TV show. But then after, like, episode two, I think, like about 15 minutes in, I realized how stupid it was and how crappy it was.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. Me and the sandwich were actually like making fun of that. Like he was telling me how great it was, and then we spent the whole night watching it and making fun of it. So I'm not really sure, you know. It just seems really hokey, and like the superhero, it's almost like they're trying to remake The Greatest American Hero, and the superhero's just a doofus.
Yeah, I mean the only cool thing about it was. The girl from River, can't think of the movie now, Firefly, you know, she plays that computer hacker girl, and that's really cool, the computer she uses is, I would love to have that computer.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Vinnie Jones is in it, who's always cool, but other than that, you know, it's like, wow, I just thought it was a garbage show, and I can see why it's not going to be on for season two, and I don't even think they even finished all season one. But
did they not finish the season? I mean, I know why they're not going to keep it on, but
I think they pulled it. I haven't seen it on. And like I said, I stopped watching that after like the second or third episode. So I had it recorded on my DVR, but then I just erased them all because I remember how crappy it was. I was going to go back and watch them, but I was like, that's okay. That's really stupid. So But another movie I watched was Paintball. I think I've gotten into a paintball kick here lately. Don't know. It's a long story. But anyway, and I was like very impressed. Hey, a paintball movie, I'm going to watch it. But it reminded me of Blair Witch meets Paintball because the movie made no fucking sense. And I stopped it like in the first, like, I don't know, 5 minutes. And it was like the camera work, and I fast forwarded it, and it was just like horrible camera work. I was like, it was like I said, watching, it was like they were playing a paintball game, and it was like, let's just say you, Sandwich, and a bunch of other guys, like, and I'm center filming you guys playing the game. Me running along you guys with my handheld camera. That's how great the photography is in the movie. It's like, it was just horrible. You know, like, just the scene, like, the very beginning of the movie, they pan over a mountain for no reason. It's like they stop and all shaky and stuff. I'm like, wow.
Wow, man. That's, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
So, the trailer made it look cool, and the cover art for the video, or for the thing looked pretty cool. Then I was like, oh, well, okay. So, do you have any, you were telling me about the boot, like, something, the box, was that it, that you saw, and you thought it was like.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
Oh, no.
What was that?
No, the box or whatever. Did you want to talk a little bit about that? Was that the move?
Well, yeah. So my horrible experience was the movie The Box, which is, it's one of my horrible experiences. I'll tell you two of them. The movie The Box was basically, have you heard of The Box, right?
Yeah, I watched part of it. Like, first half hour of it, then I, like, turn it off because it was horrible.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, horrible is a really good definition of what it is. The box is basically about, it's about this box that arrives at your house, and you get this offer from this old dude who's got half of his face burned away or whatever, and basically the offer is, we'll give you $1 million, but you have to push this button, and somewhere someone is going to die. So you're thinking, this is okay, this is like some crazy kind of cool mystery suspense movie thing, right?
Yeah.
And it seems like it's going to be really interesting, and then of course it ends up being that it's aliens, and like basically this guy, like, okay, for one thing, I mean, it's the acting in it is really not very good, right? And you've got, like, Cameron Diaz and this other dude, and, like, who's her husband, and they're trying to decide whether or not they want to do this, and they decide to do it, and then they decide, like, 5 seconds later they didn't want to do it, and they try and take it back, and then what ends up happening is, like, they try and, like, track down the guy's car, like, through the police and everything, to try and get this thing to, you know, to track him down and stuff, which is, you're not supposed to try and, like, look for them or find them or anything. So they're snooping and trying to do this stuff, and what ends up happening, of course, I mean, this pretty standard story is, really, instead of being, like, instead of murder suspense, I mean, a suspense, weird thriller type thing, it's aliens. It's this guy, the husband, like, kind of, He thinks he dies, or he does die, or whatever, and it was just one of those typical, when you die, you, like, see, like, three things of floating water, and people, big, giant cubes of floating water in the air, and people tell you, the aliens tell you that, you know, you have to choose the right one, because the wrong floating water cubes is, gonna take you to, like, you know, that's, like, death, basically, or like hell or whatever, right? So you have to choose the right floating water thing, and apparently he chooses the right floating water thing, because instead of dying, he ends up in a giant thing of floating water above his bed with Cameron Diaz in it, and she has to, like, run out of the way so that the water can splash all over the room, and he can land on the bed, and typical stuff like that. And then
it's a good thing I didn't watch it, because it sounds like crap, and I know I know my wife would have thought the same thing. So yeah.
Well, I mean, it has a pretty good ending, because you find out that really, in order to just fix all the problems, like, so that your son doesn't end up deaf and blind, you basically just have to shoot your wife. So I mean, it really ends up pretty good. Oh. You know, you get a pretty good warm, fuzzy feeling afterwards.
Didn't mean anything.
And that's your typical alien movie, because the aliens, of course, were basically just doing this all to, like, determine whether or not there were any good people in the world. And if they're not, they're going to destroy us all. So,
cool.
So that's that cool movie. Yeah, and then the other movie I watched was called Runaway or something like that, and it's about the, I think, or Unstoppable. It's called Unstoppable, not Runaway. And it's about the, it's a really great movie with Denzel Washington and the kid who plays the Captain Kirk in Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very important, very special movie here, too. It's supposed to be an action thriller-like, kind of. And in the action involves a 3-mile-an-hour train that is running away. Yeah. You know the My Name is Earl show?
Yeah.
The brother from that?
Yeah.
Well, so he's running the train, right? And he's supposed to, like, they're supposed to switch the train onto a different track.
Uh-huh.
And instead of, like, waiting for someone else to do it, because a guy who's, like, running alongside the train is like, don't get out of the train. He's like, oh, I'll get out, I'll be fine. Gets out, starts running to go switch the track, and then he's going to, like, run, switch the track, and then get back on the train. Then instead he falls on his face, and rather than get back up and, like, or, you know, climb onto one of those, because there's, like, 5 million ladders going by this whole time, and the train's going, like I said, like, 3 miles an hour. Instead of trying to get on it, or the other guys run along the train trying to get on it and climb up the front, they basically just let it go by. And, of course, there's a whole rail yard full of guys that are just sitting around eating lunch who are laughing at them. No one does anything. Everything could have been avoided in this movie if someone just grabbed one of the ladders, climbed on the train, and shut it off. And instead, the action of them trying to catch this train, which is like speeding up, basically. They fly a guy on a helicopter, in a helicopter who's like trying to land on, the helicopter itself isn't trying to land, they're trying to lower a guy onto it, and he ends up somehow knocking himself out or killing himself or something. And, I mean, and so they don't even bother trying that again. They don't try and drive anything up to the train or do anything like that. Instead, what they try and do is get Denzel Washington and Captain Kirk to drive, to back their train up to the train, hook onto it, and then brake to stop it. And so, I mean, they end up trying to put the brakes on all the other cars instead of just running to the front of the freaking train and shutting it off. And then when they finally get the brilliant idea to run to the train, in front of the train to shut it off, like Denzel comes to this point. Denzel comes to this point because Captain Kirk jacked up his foot. Denzel comes to this point where it's like too far of a gap to jump across the top. So instead of dropping down the ladder and then going across on the bottom and then climbing up the ladder on the other side, he's just like, I can't do it. And so what ends up happening, of course, Captain Kirk has to be the hero. And this guy who they like know from the rail company or whatever, who they kind of know, but he just happens to appear in like this pickup truck that can apparently outrun the cops and finally catch up to the train. Captain Kirk jumps into the truck. They drive to the front of the train. Captain Kirk jumps out of the truck into the train, even with despite his messed up foot, and he shuts it off like they should have done in the beginning. So basically, my way to improve this movie is in the beginning, climb on the train, shut it off, the end.
Exactly.
And then it's about a million times better of a movie.
You know, the funny thing is, I remember someone, I was just thinking about that. I was remember somebody saying that sort of based on, that actually happened like on some, I think that actually happened. The movie's based on like a true story or some shit like that, right?
Well, it tells you how pathetic we are as a human society if a train going 3 miles an hour gets away from us.
Yeah, exactly. I was just thinking about that. I was like, hey, wait a minute. I think I remember that now.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably did happen. It sounds stupid enough, too. Yeah,
all right.
So, don't interrupt me.
Sorry, okay.
Don't interrupt me. All right, so let's...
Okay, bitch.
Let's go ahead and do our... what?
Nothing, I'm interrupting you like you said not to anyway.
Do we have a homework assignment for this week?
Yeah, let's get into that.
I think
I'll have you watch Hatchet. Great movie. Awesome movie.
You know what I should watch, dude, seriously, rather than that?
What?
Hatchet, dude. I've never seen it. And you had, like, rave reviews about it before, and I've never seen it, so.
Yeah, Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you watch Hatchet?
Okay, I'll watch Hatchet. And, I know you liked it a lot, and I've never seen it, and I might have a different opinion, so I'll give a mini review.
Okay.
Unless my review is different than yours, since you did review it on a previous show, you know.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, and what is my assignment, homework assignment?
Let's go with District 9, and even though it's a really weird movie, you have to watch, like, the whole thing, because it's like, it starts out like a documentary, kind of, but it's also so silly and goofy, you think, like, it's kind of like a joke or something. What ended up happening, and this is honestly how it went, I was watching the movie, and, like, 20 minutes into it, I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It's so retarded. It's like a joke. It's like, I felt like I was watching Saturday Night Live or something, right? But I was so fascinated by it that I kept watching. And by the end of the movie, it was actually really cool. So you just have to watch it. And let me know what you think, because I'm really curious. You have to watch the whole thing. Otherwise, you're not going to get the whole experience and actually pay attention to it when you're watching it.
Alrighty.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any shout-outs or anything like that?
Yeah, actually. Well, I'll go ahead and give a shout-out to the Deadliner and Splattercast, Jeff, Matt, DJ, and Steve over there, not to mention all the people they have joining them. Do the best horror podcast around. They make movies. They've got a great website. And they also, they host Xbox movie night parties where you watch a movie all together and you sit there and BS. They've
all
right.
Awesome.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you should join in with them sometime. And then you've got they've got other shows on their network. Like, they've got a network of podcasts kind of now, the Deadliner, I don't know what it is, Deadliner Network or whatever. And they've got the Explodey Files with the Explodey Joe from, who's been like a long time fan of theirs, and she does the X-Files podcast with a couple of the crew from Dead Lantern.
She was like one of the original members.
What was that?
She was like one of the original members of the forums or some shit. She's like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, she's from England, but she can't help it, you know? and then you've got, the other show is the Cold Case Cinemas, which is like plays they do talk about like old movies and stuff, and they really get into them in depth. They watch like, I think it's like it might be AMC movies or whatever one of those like really old movie stations is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Turner Classic Movies maybe or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they play some old like black and whites and some other crap like that I've seen.
Yeah, exactly. And they do that, and that's a pretty cool show too. I also wanted to give a shout out to all the MTG casts for Magic the Gathering podcast, mtgcast.com. My show, Manus Brood, with host Robert, a.k.a. the Beamy Roberto, and also Jack. That's a really good show, and I really appreciate those guys. So, and then, I think that's pretty much it for me. What do you got going on?
Just getting a couple quick shout-outs to my Xbox guys, Static, that I've been playing with for about a year now, since you don't play on Xbox anymore, so can't. Also give a quick shout-out to the Iz and Dragons and a couple other guys from England who I became friends with, Rhino and Birdie. And his name's Birdie. They're both from Rhino and Bernie. They're really fun, really cool guys. And also a quick shout out to Lethal Frag. Check out his website if you play Call of Duty, Black Ops. He does, I mean, his name Lethal Frag is, it's perfect for him because he's like, just does some wicked ass skills with those, with the grenades that he just launches on there. Like he was playing PS3 Network, so it was like, since that's been shut down for what, 2 to 3 weeks now.
Right. Isn't one of these guys supposed to be writing for us at some point in time?
Yeah, it is. He's been working on some weird hours, so he's gonna, plus yeah, he's something about his WordPress account, or can't remember the email or something like that. I need to get him on there.
Okay.
When he's online next time, I need to talk to him about it, see what the heck's going on, see if he's figured it out, or if I need to set him up one or something like that. So, because it's all linked.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, check some of those guys out if you're on Xbox. You can check me out on Xbox, actually, and Twitter, which is my name is the same. It's X, then T, then X, then R-A-C-K-X. It's my Twitter and Xbox Live account name, so check me out on there and listen to my rants and my raves and my reviews and just kidding about the reviews, but anyway. So, did you have
cool,
any
man.
Other things you wanted to say or anything? Or?
No, I think that's about it, man. I did want to say, go ahead and, you know, we would like emails and everything. Get a hold of us at manascrewd@gmail.com. You can reach me on Twitter, TangentDYN. Follow me on there. And also get a hold of me on Match Online at TangentDYN as well. And you?
That's about it. You know, the...
what about, no, where can you be reached there, dumbass?
Oh, the, the Twitter. you know, just Twitter. The... You know, the XTX and RACK, the next, same with the Xbox Live account. You can check that on
right.
there. I play Xbox quite a bit, and I'm on Twitter a lot, so hit me up there. And like Dan just said, send an email to us, and we'll answer them on there. And even if they are crap or criticize us or whatever, you have some reviews, let us know. You know, we'll read them on the air. So I think
awesome.
That's... I think that's about it on them by you.
Yeah, man, I think I'm done for the week. So I think until next week, I am Tangent.
I'm D-Rock.
And we are out.